Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 8th. The grains opened higher here today, but have since set back. Corn is down a penny, wheat's down 6 cents, beans are down 4 cents, but Kansas City is strong. July is up 9.5 cents, and July Minneapolis is up 10.25. The world's going to be watching the weather this week. We're going to get some rains north, which is going to delay some of the spring planting. I think that's the reason we're seeing some firmer prices there. You know, we opened higher in the corn, wheat, and beans and then traded lower. We opened higher off the lack of agreement between Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine is saying that Russia has effectively stopped movement by refusing to register incoming vessels. So that is what opened higher, but we've since sold off and all the three major commodities have traded lower here. Looks like Texas, Oklahoma are going to get some good rains this week. Kansas will get some rains, not nearly enough, though, in southwest Kansas. And the question becomes, is it just too late for the wheat? You know, it's May 8th. You know, it'll certainly help, but I think we're still looking at big yield losses. Keep in mind, Kansas City wheat rallied over a dollar here last week. For the week, we've got export inspections that came out here a few minutes ago. It came out at 963 on corn. That's down from 1.5 a week ago. Beans, 395, down from 407. And wheat, 209, down from 358. So not very good numbers there. We'll get crop progress this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Currently, we've got the funds heavily short corn, heavily short wheat, short oil. They're long, you know, 50,000 to 60,000 beans, 50,000 to 60,000 meal. It looked early in today like they wanted to sell out of more meal and beans, but we've since stabilized a little bit here. Obviously, at the end of the week, we're going to have the supply and demand report, which will give us our first look at the balance sheet. The crop progress is tonight. We should show, again, delays in the spring wheat, but the rest of the corn and beans, we should be ahead of the five-year averages on corn and beans as far as planting goes. The crop looks to be in pretty good shape. The only real concern around the world right now is the Serafina crop in Brazil. Certainly could use some rain out here. But overall, most everybody is expecting that the supply and demand sheets are going to show some increases in the balance sheets out here because of poor exports. So everybody's looking for a bearish report. So I think, you know, the market will sell rallies out here this week until we get to the report on Friday. But they're also going to buy breaks because the funds are short corn and wheat heading into the real growing season out here. There's no weather premium built into these markets. So certainly there's a chance for a pretty good rally here, certainly after the report. I think the pros will be looking to buy a lower trade on Friday after the report's released. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.